Big news across the board today in the cryptocurrency world. Some really interesting things going on. First, Binance right now, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange by volume, is moving. And that news is coming off of other news that actually dropped the market because of some regulatory concerns with Binance in Japan. So we will talk about that. I also want to talk about an ICO that just went live, WanChain or WanCoin. This was something that has been hyped for a long, long time and is trading well over 10x of its ICO price right now. So I want to talk about my thoughts on it in general, because I'm getting a lot of questions about it, and I tweeted about it a little bit previously. So we'll go into all of that and more during today's episode. If you are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button. If you've been here for a while, let's get into it. This episode of the Crypto Bobby Podcast is supported by Wonder Capital, the easiest way to invest in large-scale solar energy projects across the U.S. And experts at Bloomberg estimate that $2.8 trillion will be invested in solar energy by 2040. With Wonder Capital's solar investment platform, individuals can now take advantage of this economic opportunity. In fact, people like you, like me, have already financed more than 175 large-scale solar projects. And these solar energy projects create enough electricity to power the equivalent of 5,000 homes, which helps to offset almost 75 million pounds of carbon dioxide emissions each year. So if you have made a ton of money in crypto, if you have some sick crypto gains and you're looking to diversify outside of cryptocurrency, visit wondercapital.com/Bobby. That is wondercapital.com/Bobby. Wonder with a U, WUNDER, to find out how you can begin investing in solar energy projects while earning up to 7.5% annually and also helping in the fight against climate change. Again, that's Wonder Capital, WUNDER, wondercapital.com/Bobby. Wonder Capital, where impact investing meets capitalism. So let's dive into that content on our good friends at Binance, WanChain, and a bunch of other places. Let's roll. So first things first, hopping into Binance. This is, in my opinion, it's pretty big news because, number one, this is a good reason as to why the market dipped yesterday. Dipped fairly nicely, a couple percent. And it was pretty much the second a lot of this news or the initial news came down. But if you're not familiar, yesterday there was a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD, whatever you want to call it, surrounding Binance and Japan. There were rumors in the morning. There was reporting that Binance was receiving negative feedback and warnings from regulators in Japan that they weren't properly registered and a lot of other things. And Binance is the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange by volume right now. So if the largest exchange by volume is receiving regulatory warnings, probably not going to be a good thing for the cryptocurrency market, right? Yeah, makes sense. And initially, Binance CZ, the CEO of Binance, disputed the reporting and said it was basically irresponsible journalism. And then maybe 12 plus hours later, CZ from Binance did tweet out, hey, we received a simple letter from JFSA, a Japanese regulatory agency, about an hour ago. This was last evening at about 9:45 p.m. Eastern time. Our lawyers called JFSA immediately, and we will find a solution. Protecting user interests is our top priority. I tweeted at that point in time, commence market dump. The market actually did dump quite a bit after that, definitely down a couple hundred dollars from Bitcoin. You could see that coming from a mile away. I didn't actually do anything, but I just knew what was going to happen there. And it was, it's definitely some uncertain times. And the one thing I will say just in advance of that is I really do, maybe you've had great experiences with Binance, maybe you haven't from a customer support standpoint, but I really do appreciate the level of communication that CZ, the CEO of Binance, brings to the table. It is refreshing in comparison to the vast majority of other centralized exchanges out there that have just terrible communication, really bad customer advocacy. I applaud CZ for that. So with that said, there was obviously a lot of uncertainty in the market because everybody thought, wow, they're going to get the largest exchange, might get kicked out of Japan. There's bad things going to happen. What's going to go on? Well, turns out, less than 12 hours later, this morning, 4:30 Eastern time, Binance announced that they are moving to the Mediterranean. They're moving to the island of Malta. They are opening up an office there. And the big news here is that Binance says they will be opening up a fiat to crypto exchange on Malta, which is big, big news. That is massive. Who knows where that will be? Who knows where they will have the kind of the regulatory approval to operate fiat to crypto? But that is really big news. I know Bittrex has announced something like that before. Who knows where Bittrex is in the fiat to crypto exchange? Poloniex, I believe, as well with the Circle acquisition. I'm sure it's kind of on the move towards a fiat to crypto exchange as well. But if Binance can actually execute on a fiat to crypto exchange, that is massive, massive news, in my opinion. A couple other things of note here is, number one, I've talked about this before. There are a lot of governments around the world that are really cracking down the hammer on cryptocurrency exchanges, companies, projects. There are also governments out there that are saying, this is a movement and this is a really big opportunity and this isn't going anywhere. And if people are pushing them away, we're going to take them with open arms. And interestingly enough, that's what Malta has done here. Maybe you've never even heard of Malta before, but Malta is saying, hey, we're going to create favorable regulatory frameworks for cryptocurrency exchanges and for cryptocurrency projects. And we're going to not push you away. We're going to welcome you because we understand that if you're not welcomed in Japan, if you're not welcomed in the US, if you're not welcomed somewhere else, somebody's got to take that business and it might as well be us. Congrats to Malta for getting the largest cryptocurrency exchange to kind of open up shop on their island, essentially. And you can even see the Prime Minister of Malta said, welcome to Malta. He retweeted he tweeted out the Bloomberg article, said, Joseph Muscat said, welcome to Malta, Binance. We aim to be the global trailblazers in the regulation of blockchain-based businesses and the jurisdiction of quality and choice for the world of class fintech companies. So, like I said, there are, for every company out there, like, or for every country out there, maybe like a China that just completely bans cryptocurrency, basically, or Japan that is cracking down more, or the US that is putting together maybe a little bit more confusing regulatory frameworks, there's going to be a country out there that is going to embrace that and take advantage of that. So that is, it's pretty funny. And if you're watching on the video, we can even see at CZ at Binance with just completely misspelled, just send 0.5 ETH to get 5 ETH and get 550 back. That's so ridiculous. But yeah, Twitter needs to get a handle on those scams. So that is, I think it's positive news. The market hasn't necessarily reacted in a positive manner to it yet. There's been not too much of, if we pop over on the hour charts here. So when that news was announced at about 4 a.m., there's been a little bit of a move back upwards. Nothing too crazy. Not a full retrace of where we were back last night when a lot of the Japan news came out, but still positive in nature. And I do think that this is a positive move for the entire marketplace as a whole. So I'm excited about that. Now let's hop into WanChain. So this is something that a couple of different people have tweeted. A couple of different people have tweeted this to me. And if you're not familiar, WanChain, W-A-N-Chain, WanChain.org, if we're on the website right now. I've actually done some research on these guys before. I did not participate in the ICO. I wish I did, but I did not participate in the ICO. It was probably, I'm assuming it was accredited investors and foreign citizens, maybe not even U.S. citizens. I'm not exactly sure. But I got a chance to meet the WanChain team at the Bitcoin Miami conference, the North American Bitcoin conference in Miami, and they actually held they spoke at the event. They also held a happy hour event afterwards where they talked about the product. And afterwards, I was impressed. I met the team. I really liked what they were doing. I thought it was pretty interesting, and they were super, super hyped. The WanChain event and the Bitcoin Miami conference was back in early or mid-January. And 2 months ago, people were like, the ICO sale completed, and people were like, when is it going to hit the exchanges? When is it going to hit the exchanges? I want it on the exchanges. And there was the running joke about WenChain and not WanChain, because when is it going to hit the exchanges? So WhantChain went on to Binance last night and began trading on to Binance last night, and right now is trading on a US dollar wise perspective well over, at this point in time, I believe well over $4. So pretty crazy. It's well over $4. For context, WhantChain ICO'd at about 35 cents. So if you participate in the ICO, it is well over 10x of your initial investment. And people, since whenever this came down, people said, hey, you know, what are your thoughts? And people have, you know, you guys have been asking for a while, what are you going to do? You've said you liked WhantChain and read the white paper. I'm very much interested in the project. It is very interesting. There's a lot of good things from an interoperability perspective that I really like about it. The team seems very intelligent. They have a ton of developers working on it. I just got a good feeling from them, and I knew it would perform well. I didn't know it would perform a 10x literally right out the gate, but that's what it has done. And so for all the people that are asking, you know, hey, what are your thoughts on this? There's a couple different thoughts that I have. Number one, when it comes down to this, I really like WhantChain. I think it's interesting. It's going to be a solid product. The one thing I will say is I'm hesitant to buy into something that is trading up 11 plus X, 10, 11, 12 X, I think where it might be right now, probably in the 12, 13 X range. I'm hesitant to buy something that another investor is up 10 plus X on it. And the reason being that I think there are going to be a lot of people that are going to wake up this morning and say, holy crap, I put in $10,000 or I put in 100 grand. And that 100 grand that I put in is now worth over $1 million. And I'm going to take some of that profit. So, and if they decide to take that profit, that is going to be some downward sell pressure on the market, obviously. There isn't necessarily a ton of market data yet. I mean, I'm on the 5-minute charts right now. If you're watching this video, I'm on the 5-minute charts. Here's the 1-minute charts on WhantChain, because it's only been live since 2 a.m. this morning. So I'm, as far as it goes, like I said, I would like to acquire WhantChain at some point in time. I would like to add it to my portfolio. I also am not super interested in buying into a 10x the second that it comes out or within 24 hours of it coming out. I would like it to settle. That's kind of my thought process. I am more conservative when it comes down to, you know, when it comes down to these scenarios, I'm definitely a little bit more conservative. And I do think my hesitation here is that, you know, my hesitation with something like this is that it's up 10, 11, 12 X, whatever it might be right now. It's a lot easier for it to go down 50% from here and still have the initial investors be up 5X than it is for it to pull another 5X. That's kind of my thought process at this point in time, is there is a significantly greater possibility that this goes down 50% than it goes up 5X. Could it go up another 5X? Yeah, absolutely. But I'd like to wait and see the market pan out a little bit. And there were a couple of good questions from people and you know, a number of different folks saying some different things on Twitter when I tweeted about this. And they said specifically, you know, if the next Bitcoin comes along and goes up 11x after ICO, but you leave it because you don't want to buy someone else's bags, which is what I said, you leave a lot of potential money off the table or on the table. It's all about the project, and ones like WhantChain don't come around too often. That is true. I do think WhantChain is a legit project. However, for me, it's a risk reward situation. Like I just said, it's not as appealing right now because there's not really that true price discovery yet. So it's not necessarily as appealing to me right now as it would be when the market plays out a little bit. Maybe I can get a feel for things. But I mean, make no mistake about it, we are in a bear market right now. The market has been in a clear downtrend, and I kind of think you're nuts if you're an initial investor in WhantChain and you just made 10x and you're not taking at least some profit. And that's got to put some downward pressure on the marketplace as a whole, potentially bring the price down a little bit. And my thought process here is like, hey, you know what, if it's at 10x right now and it pulls another 4 or 5x, whatever it might be, it goes up again and again and again, then I missed out on a good opportunity. But I also reduced the risk of dropping 30 or 40% if the market has a pullback from where it's at right now. So that's a risk-reward scenario that I'm not necessarily as comfortable with now until I see things play out. Now, if you're interested in it, I would recommend, you know, doing your research, checking it out. But that's just kind of I'm usually more conservative when it comes down to things like that. So I'm not like massively, I'm not massively interested in buying somebody else's bag when it's way up. And then the alternative argument to that is, hey, you know, if Ethereum made a 10x when it ICO'd at 50 cents and you could have bought ETH at $5, would I make that trade right now? Yeah, absolutely. I'd go back and buy ETH for $5. But who knows what the future holds? And like I said, we are in a bear market. So I would imagine some people might take profits and you know, kind of let things shake out. So that's just my overall thought process on Wanchain right now is, you know, I'm a little bit hesitant to make that move, but I am positive on the project and I'm definitely keeping an eye on things moving forward here. Although, like I said, this has been tradable for less than 7 hours at this point in time. So we'll have to see how things end up shaking out. Outside of that, really just the entirety of the market. It was a down day for the most part in the past 24 hours, but I do think a lot of it really having to do, in my opinion, with Binance and with some of the regulatory concerns, continues to be a market that is very heavily driven by rumors of regulation. For better or for worse, that seems to be a lot of the downward pressure on the market right now and has been negatively impacting things. Hopefully this move to Malta will just help things a little bit. We'll have to see how that ends up playing out. But for now, I'm not making any type of crazy moves at this point in time. Hanging pat, hanging strong, and seeing what ends up going down. Outside of that, if you guys are in or around Los Angeles, I will be at NAC3 tomorrow, Saturday, March 24th. So if you'd like to join for that, the discount code on my end, if you want to buy a last minute ticket, I think they're still available. It's Crypto Bobby is the discount code. Would love to see you there if you're already going. Looking forward to meeting you in person in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.